This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
It may not be as big as you once remember, but Black Friday is still a thing. Though it did get off to kind of a slow start at the St. John's Town Center, where live team coverage continues. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax's Beth Russo is live. I just saw a look in outside of Dillard's a few minutes ago. A lot of people there.
Absolutely. And it was kind of one of the first lines outside of the stores that we've seen this weekend. And let me tell you, they were lined up, probably about two dozen of them out there. And 8 o'clock on the dot, they let them in. But Rich, as you mentioned, not seeing a whole lot of lines. And the shoppers that we've been talking to this morning say it's because they start their shopping super early, not just on Thanksgiving, which we did see some shoppers out at stores last night that opened after Thanksgiving dinner. But they say they really start seeing these deals as early as Monday. And then, of course, you've got the online cyber shopping that's kind of a roadblock for these brick and mortar stores.
Yeah, the brick and mortars sometimes struggle, but they certainly do try to generate enough interest and maybe almost a little bit to a certain degree kind of play on people's emotions from years past, because this is really an event for a lot of families where they have been doing it for generations now.
And even the people that I've been talking to out here tell me that you cannot get this kind of Christmas spirit on a computer. We talked to one woman yesterday who said that she used to do it with her mother, and this was back when they actually had the gates holding people back at the stores, and she said that her mom would bring her because she was so small that she could be the first person to slide under those gates, run back, get her item, and then bring it to the cash register so they could check out. So it's a huge tradition for so many families.
Oh my gosh, I remember working in retail back in the day, and you'd open up the gate and people would start running through, and it was like, you're saving $5. Does it really matter? But still.
Rich, it's the experience.
Yes.
It's the experience.
Okay, sure. 8:19 on Jacksonville's Morning News. I'll buy that one, Beth. Thanks. Appreciate all the reporting this morning.